Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Another blessed day in Christ Jesus. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And I want to welcome you all who are listening to this broadcast, no matter what part of the world you're listening to this broadcast at. I want to extend a welcome to those of you who are listening in Canada and Iraq and Algeria and United Kingdom. Welcome to another God's Word to Man broadcast, and to every other country who I have not named that are listening in. I want to welcome you also to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. And for those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us. The email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GodsWordToMan@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So, amen. Without further ado, for those of you who normally follow us on Blog Talk Radio, once again, you know how we do this. We open up with prayer before we go into any message, any lesson. And for those of you who are first-time listeners, hey, that's what we do. We go into prayer before we do any preaching or teaching on the lesson. So, therefore, wherever you listen to me at, why don't you join in with me and let us petition the Lord together. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, once again, we are gathered together and assembled together today to go into the Word of God this day. Therefore, Lord, we need the presence of your Spirit and what your Spirit can offer. And therefore, Lord, without the presence of your Spirit and the release, the light, the knowledge, understanding, revelation, we can't comprehend anything. So, Lord God, look upon us through the grace and mercy that you have shown us so very much. And, Lord, bless us with these things. Lord, we ask that you not let us assemble and go into the Word without it, and we need it. So, therefore, Lord God, we thank you, and we magnify you and glorify you because you're worthy to be praised. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Father, we thank you. Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. Glory to the Most High God. Our Lord is worthy to be praised and to be glorified. Amen. Thank God for his word. Today, go into the scripture. See, I want to go with a opening scripture, and then I go to the main scripture on the subject tonight. If you have your Bibles with you, if you would turn to the book of Luke, chapter 24. The book of Luke, chapter 24. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Book of Luke, chapter 24. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to read, starting at verse 36, hallelujah, and I'm going to go to verse 40, verse 36 to verse 40. That's the opening scripture to what I want to speak on tonight. Luke chapter 24, 36 to verse 40. Amen. And the word of God said, "And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled? And why do ye thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I, myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit have not flesh and bones, but as ye see me have. When he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. Now, from there, if you would, let us go to Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16. And we're going to look at verse 12. Mark chapter 16. And we're going to look at verse 12. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Hashata bukushe. Halabushata. Thank you, Jesus. And the word of God says, after that he appeared in another form unto two of them, said after that, he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country. Tonight's title of tonight's lesson is Different Bodies, Really? Now, the reason why that is titled that way, because there are some teachings, especially of those of the Jehovah Witness, who teach that after Christ resurrected, and the two places I was reading to you from Luke and here at Mark was focused on Christ after his resurrection. And there are some teachings, and especially of the Jehovah's Witness, that Jesus, after his resurrection, different bodies. Now, at one point, they say that Jesus, when he rose, he did not rise with a body. He rose as a spirit creature. And another minute, they say Jesus appeared in different bodies. This is why this is titled today, Different Bodies, Really? Hallelujah. I want to go on the record to say that even among us as Christians, no man knows everything. But here as believers in Christ, we have been given the opportunity by God where he had moved upon the men of old to write his dealings with man, what he spoken to man, what he had commanded man. And we have been blessed with the privilege to have it written, where to the point that God uses Paul to tell us to show thyself approved. We have been given that opportunity, having been given the scriptures, to prove all things, as it says in God's word, to prove all things. But many of us squander the opportunity to do that. In fact, the opportunity to do it has not become important to some of us. And therefore, we squander the opportunity without any conviction, without a care, but at the same time, that God's supposed to just uphold his end, but we not uphold ours. In that kind of thinking, we have opened ourselves up to be deceived. We have opened ourselves up to all types of deception, because when God told us to not only study to show thyself approved, but he said to search the scriptures. And we are told in the word about meditating on his word. But once again, we squander the opportunity without a care. And we have this type of thinking that I don't have to do it. God is still going to do anyhow. And that type of mentality is a mentality that takes or tries to take advantage of God. And I want you to understand that God is not a dummy. He's not someone up in heaven with no sense. He's not someone that you can get over on. And rest assured, when he tells us things like
study to show thyself approved. It is for a particular purpose and a reason. Our God, our Father, to those of us who are born again, does not speak in vain. So when you find him telling you to study, and you find him telling you to search the scriptures, there is a purpose behind the thing that he said. And therefore, since we have squandered the opportunities, we have opened ourselves up to deception. And so one of the things we got to understand on why God told us to study, to show thyself approved, and to search the scriptures, because the Lord knew until the time that he returned, until the time that there'll be no more suffering among his people, he knew that in this world that we are in, that there was going to arise so many, quote, different religions with so many different teachings. And get this, teachings that they're going to claim that come from Almighty God. God knew that these things was going to come about, and he wanted us to have the pure word as a defense and an offense to help us overcome from being caught up in such deception. Because whether you realize it or not, so many different religions are claiming, quote, God, point where they're claiming Almighty God. And they are saying things that they're saying that God has given to them that is from God. And the sad thing about it, once again, that some of us as believers, we take it hook, line, and sinker, because we are not rooted in the word, which we have such an opportunity if we would have just done what he done, said, and study and searching the scriptures and meditating on the word. And now that we have not done it, we have become caught up, and now it opened up a door for a spirit of confusion to operate in our lives, and now we're confused, quote, about the word itself, because we did not seek to be rooted like God wanted us to, and therefore we had encountered people who are operating in these, quote, different religions and bringing these things to us that they're saying is of God, and we're not really knowing ourselves because, once again, we put aside the order of God to study, to show thyself approved, and to search the scriptures, and now that the enemy has others to come with these, quote, different religions, claiming that it comes from Almighty God, now we are in a state of confusion, we are upset, and now we want to quit altogether. I say that to say this because the Jehovah's Witness teaches, and get this, they have a whole lot of members. They have a whole lot of people. Now, don't get me wrong, I think that there's some honest and hard people among them who are just deceived. They actually think this is the right thing and that it's of God. And I do believe as their heart turns more and more to truth, God is going to pull them out from that organization. But here's the thing. Once again, they say Christ did not rise with a body. He rose as a spirit creature. He did not have the same body he had that he was crucified in. And then they said that after his resurrection, he appeared to people in, quote, different bodies. Now, many times in many of the religions, you have to catch the contradiction. And sometimes they even say things to contradict something that they have already said. And so as we had opened up in Luke, and saw in Luke chapter 24. Now, once again, time, you can read it for yourself. Luke 24th chapter had took up from after Christ had rose. And you notice that Christ, at first, no, they didn't recognize him. But we're going to talk about that a little bit more in a minute. No, they didn't recognize him. But however, when he spoke to them, he told them, he said, and he showed them his hands and his feet. And he said, he let them know that a spirit have not flesh and bones. If he were just, quote, a spirit, then they wouldn't have been able to see him at all, unless they would have had got a discerning of spirits. So he had a body, and to show you he had the same body that he was crucified in, you notice in Luke chapter 24, he said, "Behold my hands and my feet." Why did he say that? Because he know that they saw that's where he was nailed. Okay? So this is the same body. Okay? Hallelujah. He said, "For a spirit have not flesh and bones." You understand what I'm saying? So therefore, that took care of what the Jehovah's Witness was saying about he rose as a spirit creature and didn't have a body. Yes, he had a body in the resurrection. Now that brings us back to Mark 16 and verse 12. Because this is one of the scriptures that they use to say, okay, he appeared in different bodies, in many bodies. Because they look at this 12th verse in Mark 16 and see that it says, after that he appeared in another form. Okay? And they look at that to say, aha, that proves what we say, that he had come and manifested himself in a different body, or he manifests himself in different bodies. Now, once again, here's the thing about this. When God told us to study, okay, study, let's talk about study for a minute. And what it's really dealing with. Because, and I want to address this to some of us as Christians. I think that some of us don't understand what it really means to study. Okay? Some of us don't really understand what it really means to study. Some of us think that just because you have read a chapter out of the Bible, you have studied. When you look at studying, studying has to deal with, three or four things. Number one, yes, you have to read in order to study. Yes, you have to do that. But when you're studying, one of the things you do when you're reading with the intention of wanting to learn. So in other words, you're not just reading, okay? You're reading with a purpose of wanting to learn. It's, for example, you know, when my kids was little, and if we ever bought them something for Christmas that had to be put together, I was reading the instructions, not just to be reading and say, hey, I read the instructions and throw it away. I read the instructions with the intention of wanting to learn how to put or construct this thing, okay? So when you're studying, one of the things that you're doing when you're studying, you're reading with the intention of wanting to learn. If you're reading with no intention of wanting to learn, guess what? You're not going to go any further on the next thing that I about to say on your study. Understand that. So once again, if you're reading, but you have no intention of wanting to learn about what you're reading, you're not going to fully or truthfully go any further. Okay. Now, the next thing you do when you're studying, because these things go together, you're seeking. Okay, Jesus said in, I believe that was John chapter 5, you're searching. He says, search the scriptures. Okay, when you're studying, you're going to seek, you're going to search. Okay, that means that when you're seeking for example, searching it, you're going to search and look from one scripture to another. Now, let me start with the seeking part first. You, in that scripture, if you're looking at a verse, you're going to see even words in there that you don't know what it means. You're going to seek out what it means, whether you have to get your dictionary or a Bible concordance. You're going to seek to see what do this word mean. Because rest assured, as long as you're reading that Bible, you're going to come across some words you don't know what it means. So when you want to learn the scripture, you're going to look up those words and see what it means. Okay? Hallelujah. Also, in your searching of it, the meaning, you're going to, and this is why it's good to have a Bible concordance, okay? Because you're going to look up you take a certain word out of that verse and see that the Bible concordance will tell you that if there are any other verses that have that same word. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So you read it with the intention of learning. You're seeking or searching. That's by defining words, see what words mean. See if there are other scriptures that have the same words on, especially if you're studying on a particular subject or looking up a particular subject. The next thing you do in studying is you're going to meditate on it. You're going to think on what you just read and search up. Now, here's the thing. When you do all of that together, overall, you study. And God, and this is what I'm telling you, what I know this personally, God can reveal, God will reveal the truth to you, especially when you're meditating on those scriptures, okay? Amen. But once again, we missed the boat on studying because some of us don't understand what it really means to study. And so we'll read a verse or read a chapter, and we boom, that's it. Okay? Now, no man knows the meaning of every scripture. I understand that. But here, by the lack of really studying, once again, now we become open to deception. And see, one thing about the devil is that when he sends people to deceive you, the stuff they tell you many times sounds good to you. I mean, sometimes it sounds so good, you say, oh, that got to be right, because it just sounds like that's right on target. But you find out that most of it or a lot of it is not of God, even though it sounds good to the ears. And this is one of the ways that many people are being fooled in these last days, because by them not going into the scriptures and studying for themselves, the devil has had others to tell them stuff that sounds so good to their ears that they have accepted it, when it's not really of God. So in this point right here with the Jehovah's Witness, they say that Christ, after his resurrection, manifests himself in different bodies. And so once again, this is one of the verses that they use that they said that after that he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country. Let's look at that word form, okay? Because when you look at that word form, in one sense, you would think that, hey, you know, they might be right, because you look at the word form, you're thinking of the shape, okay? Amen. And so what I did, and most of you know this, is, and I'm just going to say it again for those of you who may not know this, that the Bible was not originally written in English. So this is why it's good to have a concordance. Because the concordance will tell you what was the original word there before it was translated. And so, since we are in the New Testament, when you look up the word form, you would need to look it up in the Greek to see what was the original Greek word there. And the original Greek word that was there before it was translated is morphe, morphe. Now, morphe means, through the idea of adjustment of parts, it means shape. But get this, figuratively, it means nature. Now, you said, well, wait a minute. You said shape, yes, but it also means nature. Okay, now remember, we looked at Luke chapter 24, and Jesus showed that he had the same body, say different body, then he wouldn't have had the holes of the hands and the feet, if it was a different body. So therefore, it was the same body. So therefore, when it says when he appeared in another form, it had to be dealing with the nature, okay? Now, you say, well, what do you mean? Okay, well, we're going to go in a little bit further. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, because to understand what I mean about the nature, we need to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, because if there's a chapter, the resurrection is explained more in detail, I would have to say this chapter. Now, it is talked about in other books here in the Bible, but this chapter right here, to me, you know, even though the Bible was not originally written in in chapter and verses, I have to say that this part right here, which is called 1 Corinthians 15 chapter, especially starting at verse 35 and going all the way to verse, let's say, 54, really brings out in detail about the resurrection, okay? And so, thank you, Jesus. As we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, okay? Like I said, at the time, read that 15th chapter, but I want to take certain verses out of here because I want to show you where he was dealing with this other form. When Mark says that he appeared in another form, and what I'm showing you that it's not another body, okay? But I want to explain it, show you where he says the form. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, look at verse 40. The word of God said there are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. The glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. Now, the word celestial here means heavenly, and the word terrestrial means earthly, okay? Now, keep that in mind, okay? Look at verse 44. The word of God said, it is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. Okay? So, looking at that chapter, we understand that there is a what is called a celestial body, which is a heavenly body, and then there's a terrestrial body, which is an earthly body. And then we come to understand that the natural body is sown. In other words, when it dies, bear in mind. Look at verse 48. He said, well, let's start at verse 47. He said, the first man is of the earth, earthy, and the second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne, get this, or carry the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, look at verse 53. In fact, let's go to verse 52. It says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Now, you said, why do you take me to those verses? Because when you read that chapter in the resurrection, appeared in another form or another nature, it was a heavenly nature. Because they was used to seeing him with the earthly body in the earthly nature. Do you understand what I'm saying? In the earthly form, in the earthly shape. But now it is a heavenly nature. And they wasn't used to seeing that, okay? And that's why it was the same, it was changed. Just like, for example, what I read to you in verse 52 to verse 54. Now, those of us that are alive when Christ comes, he said we're going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye. This body is going to be changed from mortal to immortality, okay? Going to be the same body, but it's going to be changed. Hallelujah. Because the Bible said the glory of the celestial is one and the glory of the terrestrial is another, okay? So they beheld that. When the Bible says he appeared in another form, he appeared in the form of the glory of the celestial. He had a celestial body, a heavenly body. Jesus said in Luke chapter 20 that in the resurrection, they could die no more. Hallelujah. So that another form wasn't a different body, okay? Because remember in Luke 24, Jesus said, behold my hands and my feet. If it was another body, he wouldn't have had hands and feet that had the holes in it. You understand what I'm saying? So therefore, it was a body that was changed. Glory to God. Hardable shaka. Thank you, Lord. Ekedable ho shaka. Glory. And see, the Jehovah's Witness, and I'm pretty sure there are others, will have you think that, oh, he had a different body or he didn't raise nobody. Yes, he rose with a body. Yes, he did. He rose with a body. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But that body was changed. Glory. To a heavenly nature. Hallelujah. He called our shakta. Ooh, glory. I just thank God for his word. Amen. And see, the word of God let us know. See, we have to study the word of God. Like Jesus said, study to show thyself approved. And here's the thing, and I mentioned it on the other broadcast. When we talk of, notice that you hardly ever, I know since I've been a Christian, I've hardly ever heard a sermon on having faith to study. I've heard having faith to when you need healing, financial blessing, miracles, all of that. But I did not hear a sermon, and God just brought this to me, I think it was last year, and let me know that how faith motivates your whole Christian walk, okay? That includes studying the Word of God. You need faith to study the Word. I'm talking about truly study the Word. Why? Because for the one thing, when you study it on day one, you more or less might not get nothing. But faith has you continually seeking, hallelujah, until, as they said, to your strike goal, hallelujah, in Revelation, because we have not approached studying the same way we have when we need a healing or a financial blessing. We don't approach it by faith. So when we read a verse and we, I don't know, didn't mean that, this word too long, too hard, then we just close the book up. We don't try to seek, try to get no definitions or nothing. And see, God told you that whatsoever you sow, you shall reap. You sow in faith. And when you're studying, you sow in faith. So when you looking up definitions and looking up from scripture to scripture, that's your act of sowing. And God said, you're going to reap. That's your going by faith, okay? Believing that if you do these things, look up the word, go scripture to scripture, you believe that, hey, God is going to have me to hit goal sooner or later. You're having to hit goal. Hallelujah. Just like we've told many of you on the broadcast, that, hey, you need your healing, confess your healing. Keep confessing your healing, okay? Well, you keep confessing revelations. Thank you, Lord, for the revelation to your word. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, in this same thing, glory, because angels have celestial bodies, okay, you have a body. Thank you, Jesus. Now, verse 24 to verse 26, he said, but Thomas, and this is John chapter 20, verse 24 to verse 26, but Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciple therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I should see in his hand the print of the nails, and put my finger to the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I would not believe. Now, verse 26, and after 8 days again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, okay, the doors being shut. Now, the door was shut. And stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Now, the Jehovah's Witness them look at that, and that's when they say, well, see, he rose as a spirit creature because the doors were shut. Come on now. Come on now. Keep that in mind. Let's go to Acts chapter 12. And look what the word of God says. Acts chapter 12, verse 5 to verse 9. It said, but he said, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers. Now remember, he's in prison, inside, okay? He was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison, okay? And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly, and his chains fell off from his hand. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals, and so did he. And he said unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. Okay? Now remember, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 15 there are heavenly bodies. Angels have heavenly bodies. Okay? If the angel was just a close spirit creature, there's no way that people would have just been straight out seeing him. Okay? Now the naked eye, unless he be given discerning of spirits. Okay? Now, they have bodies, but they have celestial bodies. So if they have a celestial body, what makes you think a natural close of a door was going to keep them from getting up in there? Okay? So since Jesus had a celestial body, what makes you think the door being shut, earthly body, yeah, he had to come and open the door. He couldn't just go through there. See, we have, right now, we are in terrestrial bodies. So if I come to your house and your door locked, I can't run. I'm not going to run and expect to go through your door, per se. I'm going to hit dead into your door because I have a terrestrial body. When you have a celestial body, it's not confined to this door here, okay? All right, so it ain't confined to that material thing to stop it. It can get in there. Hallelujah. So the Jehovah's Witness, well, you know, the door was shut and he came in that show. He didn't have no body. He was just a spirit creature. No, he had a celestial body, a heavenly body, that these doors could not keep him from coming in. Hallelujah. So that's why the word of God for ourselves. Amen. That's why we have to study it for ourselves. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I've said this before and I'm saying it again, for those of you who are taking this lightly, if you don't seek for yourself personally, that's where you got to start at first. Hallelujah. If you don't seek for yourself personally to be rooted in that word, you ain't seen nothing yet. You think it's some chaos going on now, and maybe even, quote, some chaos in your life going on now. You ain't seen nothing yet. Because, once again, your overall adversary, Satan, is very slick. And he knows how to say soothing words. He knows how to get man to say soothing words. And I'm telling you, sure as my name is Brother Nate, and I'm standing here, he will send people to you that's going to say things that's going to sound real good to your ears. And like I said, it's going to sound so good that you're going to say, this got to be from God. Just because it sounds right. So you're going on the sounds right, okay? And don't get me wrong, there's some things that we could hear and it tell you where it sounds right or not. Don't get me wrong. But when you're putting everything on that, then you're going to get in trouble. And so now you're fully going on the sound right. And so you say, oh, well, that got to be from God because that sounds right. And now you're following it. And now you find out, man, ever since I'm following, man, I've been all kinds of trouble. I've been in a confused about the word of God and all that. Yeah, because what you got was not of God. It wasn't of God. Hallelujah. Amen. It wasn't of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And so God has given us the opportunity to study his word. And see, with some of us, quote, we don't have the patience to study. You want revelation right then. If it don't drop in your lap after you done read for like 3 or 4 minutes, you just close the book and you just go on. That ain't how it works. I mean, how many of you have plant gardens? Did it take 3 or 4 minutes to dig up the whole garden? No. I mean, you had to put some work out there breaking up that, taking the hole or even your tiller. You had to do some work in breaking that ground up. It's not no 3 or 4 minutes and boom, you put the seed in there. You walk away for about 10 minutes, come back, you got a crop. That's not how it works. Time of sowing, If you ain't getting no rain, you had to get your hose or something and wet your garden up yourself. You know, you have to put in the sowing if you're going to get the reaping. And like I said, you know, you hardly ever hear any sermons on having faith for studying. Like I said, we talk about having faith for healing. We talk about having faith for financial needs, faith for protection. But when it comes to studying, you rarely heard a sermon preached on having faith to study. Well, guess what? As a Christian, faith motivates our whole Christian walk. And in fact, it motivates us so that the Bible tells us in Hebrews 11 that without faith, you cannot please God. That's how much it motivates your whole Christian walk. You can't please God. And so that's why James tells us, used to seeing that. So they didn't recognize that change. Amen. You know, when you think about it, for example, let's say kids when they were little, and years went by when you see them, you know, and they say, hey, and they might still remember you and call your name on you like, who are you? I'm so-and-so. When you find out, you mean little Joey? Oh, man, you didn't grow. But the body changed, okay? The body changed, okay? You used to see them one way, but now they got older, there's another way. Here, in dealing with this, they were used to seeing him in the earthly nature body. Now, it's been changed to a spiritual nature, the same body, okay? May God bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.